Hump day, 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 hump day. Welcome back to Hump Day Highlight Show. It's your boy, Drug Belos. We here. We got my man DC in the building. I know it's been a minute. You've been thinking, Los, where you been, man? No football, no basketball, no nothing. I don't care. The World Cup is on. I do not care about your concerns, your needs, because I am consuming this content firsthand and for face value. But I realized that so much has happened that I have to give the streets what they want. You know what I mean? So I had to give my man, you know, normally we beefing, but today we cool. You know, Premier League is on break, so we cool right now.
You can away but, flag. So
yeah, exactly. December, whatever, we back. We beefing again, you know what I'm saying? But I had to get my man DC back on. I mean, not back, introducing on the show. So DC, let's just start off right here, right now, man. What are some of the surprises that you've seen in the World Cup so far?
Yo, Los, I already got to give it to you because I should have put money on it, but you already told me. You was like, yo, Saudi Arabia got 6 friendlies before the World Cup. And I was like, so what? So what? And then look at what happened against Argentina. So like, I was like, yo, that definitely threw me. Definitely surprised that Australia right now is leading their division. I thought Denmark would.
No way. No.
Yeah.
Australia's not. Australia is in Group D with France.
Yeah.
So France already clinched.
Yeah, France is good. I thought it would have been a France Denmark, but
looks like Australia. Who's really on Denmark that we know of? I don't know any. I don't know anybody on Denmark that's really.
What's that, like Eriksen and them? But
Eriksen, he's from Denmark. I don't think he is. I thought he was Swedish.
Nah, Eriksen is he's on Denmark. They got got Jensen. Who there? Oh, they got Christensen. Okay, they got your man's over there.
That's not my man's. That's Barca's problem. That's Barca's problem.
And then they got Kasper Schmeichel over there. So I mean,
a lot of no names, basically. Let's just say that a lot of fucking no names. But
not a lot of no names. I feel like, yo, I'm looking at it now. Like, it's a lot of old names. Like, they have Braithwaite is still on this team.
Oh my god.
Walking
fossil.
Exactly. I didn't even think he was still playing. They got Yari Poulsen still playing. Yeah, this is an old team. Never mind.
So I don't know. So let's go through the groups right here. Right. So Group A. Netherlands, Senegal, Ecuador, Qatar. I'm a little offended, but I wish there was some way that we can get Ecuador to get in. Like, 3 teams could get in. Like, because Ecuador. What was that?
Like, didn't they have like a little playoff? I don't know if they had a Russia this year.
I don't know if they do, because I think it's just the top 2 advance, but I think that there should be something, some way, somehow, because, like, okay, if Ecuador doesn't go through, they have 4 points, right, at the end of the day. 5 gets you in. So they slipped on that. But I watched a lot of the Ecuador games. They ball.
Oh, no, they're definitely. They're what's the name? They're the down south team, bro. They're a South American team. Like they hang up there with the Argentinas, Brazils, and the Copas. They out here,
bro. Valencia is a dog.
I had that much scrap in him. I ain't gonna lie. I did not know he had that much scrap in him,
bro. Captain the team, damn it, put the team on your back.
That has been a very pleasant surprise.
Yeah,
watching a lot of these teams like just develop like from other players that like well that's what the World Cup is for, people to step up, you know what I'm saying? So like to see who's actually stepping up, and like you said, Valencia is definitely the man over there in Ecuador. That's that definitely he got your eyes. He definitely got your eyes. I want to see if he's what's his next move going to be though.
Oh yeah, and just about to say what you're about to like, just piggybacking off your point, like. This World Cup is exactly for that, like, and it's so perfect how it like leads right into the January transfer window, because if you can make a name for yourself, you might get a little bag. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna lie to you. You know how my team is struggling right now, especially how we're going to be up front. So I mean, hopefully this really just opens it up for us, and hopefully the Glazers. Well, let's not talk about that right now.
Oh, yeah, you know, we know with the American owners, I know how it gets. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But Netherlands, no surprise there. I feel like, you know, the Dutch is a strong team. With what's his name over there? With they got so many people over there.
They got De Jong, Gakpo,
Memphis Depay. What's the dude name? The defender.
Virgil.
Not Virgil. Not the other dude. The dude that went to Biner.
Aki is
yes, from Man City. What's the dude's name? Delete. That's his name. Delete.
Yes, Delete. Matthew Delete. Delete. Yeah,
Matthew. Yeah. They got it. And then not to mention, I think their keeper is what's his name? Summer, right? I think he's Dutch.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So wait. Summer might be the Swiss.
Oh, it's hard to keep up with them. But they got a little squad over there for sure. You know what I'm saying? And then like Senegal, like you were saying, like. You know, we were talking about pre-production. Like, we wasn't expecting. I mean, you weren't expecting Senegal to do this well. I definitely was high on them because I felt like, you know, after coming off the African Cup of Nations, that they would be pretty formidable. You feel me?
No, that's exactly how I felt. But then that first game, I was like, when Mane went down, I was like, let's see how the first game goes. And then when I seen, I was like, yo, they controlled most of that game.
Mm-hmm.
But they just couldn't finish in the final third. So I was like, I don't know against in their group. I just didn't know if they would be able to pull it off.
I feel like in the group, like when you like, I knew this was a three-legged race, three horse race here. Because I honestly, shout out to Qatar, thank you for hosting. But we wasn't really high on y'all.
I don't think anyone was. And you know the funny thing is, they really tried to in the beginning. Of like the first day, they really tried to do this whole highlight reel of how Qatar came in, won like the last four of the six games. Like who? They didn't even say who they played against. So it was like, yo, y'all really just gave them false hope for no reason. That was foul.
And then not for nothing, man. Like Qatar, if you look at their game, like the games, they shouldn't have been in this World Cup. They're slow
because they had the bid. That's it.
I get it, but they're slow. Their passing is terrible. They can't get back on defense when they do get up front. And then they have very few chances in front of the box. Like, very few. Like, I watched the Ecuador game. I watched the Senegal Ecuador, they got dismantled. Yeah, Netherlands, yeah. They got pretty much beat up.
That shit was...
Like, beat up. Like, physically beat up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what do we even?
It could have been a lot worse, dude.
I mean, it could have been Spain, Costa Rica, yeah. But, I mean, come on, dog. Like, I'm not a football aficionado. But when I'm so mm-hmm. used to seeing Premier League, and then I see this shit, I'm like, why are they moving so slow? Like, what's going on?
Like you said, that's how you feel like literally watching. Like, I'd be really try to get into MLS, and then I'd just be like. Nah, I can't watch this. It's too sloppy. It's too sloppy for me,
bro. Like, but clearly sloppy, bro.
But that's where you'll see like the different federations and like I guess how much money people are putting. Like, even though soccer is like one of the biggest sports, like you see like how much money they're putting into their teams to like make them a little bit better. Because I mean, I feel like they at least competed a little bit, competed for the size of their federation. But like you said, they shouldn't have been here. This wasn't their World Cup.
And the thing too is like when you start looking at it, like the nationality, citizenship stuff of this whole FIFA thing, like we got to get this hammered out. You know what I'm saying? Because people are becoming Qatarian and they're not even Qatarian. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what's going on with this? What's the rules with this stuff?
The rules with that, they need to change. I don't know them exactly, but they definitely need to change, like you said, that whole citizenship rule or being able to play for a country. And then allowing also like the African nations also, they definitely like, I feel like, well, obviously it's, you know, racially motivated, you know, somewhat, but they definitely, these African nation teams should be a lot stronger, like much stronger. Like a lot of these other national teams, they probably be a lot weaker without most of the,
look at France. Immigrants.
Yeah. I was just about that. France is like definitely the main one because
France would be nothing.
All the like most of the black people, well, actually, yeah, they are, but are what's the immigrants from like other African nations. And then, if you take them off that team, you look at that squad and you just like,
I mean, you know, they still got some people who are actually French natives and born in France who, you know, who are good, but it's like for the most part, it's like I think that the rule is like, okay, so let's say I'm born in the US, but my parents are both Brazilian. I could play for Brazil because my parents are Brazilian, even though I wasn't born there.
Yes. Yes. That is, you have, I believe you have your parents' nationalities that you're able, your origin of nationality that they're able
to play for. Which makes sense. And I see that being a big shift. Maybe not this one, but the next World Cup, I think that a lot of players will realize that they're going to start changing their nationalities to get on some of these African teams. Because not for nothing, some of these guys are not going to go on this English team. They're not going to go on that France team, but they could probably start in Ghana, you know, get some quality minutes in Senegal. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that
a lot of people got snubbed.
That's definitely something to look out for. If that happens, I think we might finally, I don't know, has an African nation won the World Cup yet? But I feel like if that happens, like that could probably happen within the next 10 years. Or the next 3 World Cups,
I mean, it could be. Listen, if African nation wins the World Cup, FIFA would disband. You know, disband because they wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't know what to do. But let's go to Group B: England, U.S., Iran, Wales.
Well,
takeaways
today's what's today's takeaways? Obviously, we knew England was going to win the group. I mean, the U.S. really, it was really their group to take. Like, the Wales game was horseshit. I mean, the dude fouled him. It was definitely a penalty. Like, it was so unnecessary, and it was just that it was a very inexperienced penalty. I meant foul, but they made it happen today. So that's all I care about. Christian Pulisic, you got Omar.
My guy.
That man, I did not, you know, when I watched that over and over again, I was like, wow, yo, he probably crushed a couple of ribs. I ain't gonna lie. He definitely cracked a couple of ribs.
He's gonna be all right, though.
Oh, yeah, he'll be all right.
Let me tell you something. Right now, there would be nothing stopping me from playing. Nothing.
Yeah, no, not without a doubt.
I don't care if my shit was slightly torn.
He finished the half. And they added like 9 extra minutes to the half or something. I was like, damn, wow, just gonna leave him out there, huh?
Yeah. So I mean, this one, I'm actually like, you know, most of commentators and analysts have said, you know, Clint Dempsey and them saying that, like, listen, the fact that US even held England scoreless and drawn with them is enough to say that.
Yo, bro, that's a win. We should have won the
group. We can hang.
Yeah, we're the only team that didn't let them score.
Right.
So, I mean,
I'm just saying, you know? And then, I mean, Iran was pretty good. I mean, Iran.
Yeah, they were good. They were more, I feel like they knew what kind of game that they were going to get, so they definitely set back and let the U.S. come at them. And I felt like they were just going to let us run our tank out. And as you could see towards the end, like you see in Iran, like they just – out of nowhere, it's like, oh wow, they just got service after service. Like,
so oh my God. I was nervous.
But then again, the U.S., they should have scored off of the break. But that's how you can tell, like, how tired their legs were. Like, yeah. They definitely weren't. I feel like they weren't fully conditioned for this. Because Qatar over there, it's hot as shit. It's
oh, like, my God. I can like, imagine.
They should have trained like how they did for the one in Brazil. Like, Jurgen, like, run it. Like, run it. Because they did really good in that tournament because their conditioning was a lot better than a lot of the other teams.
That's true. That's true. And I think that, so, like, for the most part, too, it's like, some of these teams, these Middle Eastern Asian teams, I feel like they improved way more than what we thought, you know? Like, okay, Qatar, they got blanked, but they looked a little bit better than, you know, they were nowhere even near my radar before. But now they're like, all right, they all right. But Iran, they looked really good. They caught a dub in this group. Saudi Arabia.
Beat
Argentina. You know what I'm saying? So these Asian teams, these Middle Eastern teams, they're looking pretty formidable, man. I think we can't sleep on them anymore. We can't.
I don't think so either. And I think the money is starting to show now and back for them also. Because if it wasn't, then that I feel like it, like you said, they got money to blow over there now. So like now, if they really need to like these developments and facilities or whatnot. I feel like this shit is gonna go
through the roof.
Like the world of soccer just I like how it's just changing. You know what I'm saying? Like there's not really no
powerhouse.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like we're really no one really. Everyone thinks Brazil might win this, but no one really knows.
Brazil's like,
I don't have them getting out of the quarters.
Listen, we're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into that because that's crazy. All right, Poland, Group C: Poland, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico. First of all,
this is definitely the most confusing group that I've watched. Very interesting. This whole group is very interesting.
Yeah, this is not officially done yet because tomorrow is a very important game. I mean, today.
Yeah, for all of them. Yeah, I think each one is play a win or go home. Because even if Mexico wins, they got 4 points, so that'll put them tied with Poland. So
yeah. You're right. So actually, no one's out.
It's the same scenario. It's the same scenario. Win or go home.
So who's Mexico playing? Saudi Arabia.
I think so, because that's the only team that they didn't play. Yeah, because Argentina played them and Poland played them already.
So if, let's say, Argentina loses, right? Mexico wins, they still won't get in because Argentina beat them.
Nah, they'll get in because they have 4 points and Argentina will have three.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, so it's a must break. And not for nothing, like Poland... Quiet.
Poland is quiet, and the only reason, like Lewandowski, definitely a big help for that team.
Of course,
but I didn't think he was gonna be, like the fact that he missed the penalty, yo. And the crazy thing is, I bigged him up that whole time. I was like, yo, this is in the bag. I was like, yo, he does this with his eyes closed. And then Ochoa just came over and said, I was like,
no, but this is Ochoa, man. This is World Cup. Ochoa is different. We don't know where Ochoa goes until every 4 years. He comes back different.
And and truthfully, I think isn't he playing in like the Mexican league right now? MX.
He is. La Liga MX, yeah.
And he's just chilling. He was like, nah, I don't want to go nowhere else. But World Cup come around, like you said, and he just come out.
Bro,
a different person.
Bro, last World Cup, I'm like, who is this man? Is this
World Cup? He should have got picked up, but he didn't. And then it's like,
bro,
like
he could have gone anywhere.
After the last World Cup, he could have went anywhere.
Yeah, no, he could have got big money. But I think that also too, this Mexican team is not good.
Like, they weren't good. That knew they weren't going to be good this year when the U.S. won. The U.S. is beating up on them all year.
Yeah, they dropped. They dropped.
Like close games. they just didn't look like the Mexican team. Like this, they were. It's just.
They don't look good. They don't look good. You know, a lot of people were not there. And I guess Chicharito being that veteran kind of leadership, him not there, like it's just, it's different. It looks different. The whole makeup of the team looks different. And I don't feel like they have that real veteran presence.
No, you're not far off. Because, like, yeah, everyone like Lozano, like Jimenez, like they're like newish. Mm-hmm. Not really. I don't even know if this is their first World Cup. But like they're just starting to come on the scene, you know, stars in the game. And it's like, yeah, like they're good, but I don't know if they can, like how Chicharito could, you know, literally he comes in and it's like, oh snap, like
right, impact.
Exactly. You know, like so, it's yeah. This Mexican team just did not. Yeah, they didn't look. Yeah, I'm looking at the squad now. Like defenders, mids. Yeah, this did not look
all
like
of them, a, all of them like mid. All of them team. Mid. All of them mid. But this Argentina team, I'm thinking it's Messi or bust right now with Argentina right now. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You know, that's how it's always been. But
yeah,
I feel like Argentina falls into the whole Ronaldo, like when they play, they fall into the whole Ronaldo thing where it's like they literally focus on Messi the whole time. It's like, yo, y'all have two other wingers. Y'all have Palestri, y'all have Dybala, but for some reason, y'all just – and I know you need to get the ball to him. Like, that is a definite. You need to get the ball to Messi. Like, but
the thing
it makes them too compact, and then they just, like – they're not able to – like. I feel like they're not fluid enough for that.
Right. They turn Messi into a target man, which he's not really a target guy. You know,
and I feel like he's better moving off the ball and then, you know, quick, you know, 1-2s and letting him move, right. You know, so he can shake somebody. But
I will argue that with your point with this comparison to Portuguese team, because when I'm looking at this Portuguese team, their attackers are stacked, bro. They are stacked.
I meant Ronaldo, like, as in a club setting, not.
Okay. I'm about to say.
Yeah, like if it like we'll obviously get into that, but like for some reason when it comes to Portugal, Ronaldo's like, bro, I'm really about the badge. Like this is like right. All this accolades is extra, but I really just want Portugal to do good. Like it's okay if I don't score. You know, I want to score, but like as long as we win as a team, as a nation, he's really like that's the only. I feel like that's the only thing that he's really 100%.
And bro, they're stacked up front. And you got to think about it. Diego Jota is not even playing. He's hurt. So,
they have subs. They have a squad. Their subs is a whole squad.
Bro,
it's a whole squad.
What was it? Rafael Leao comes off the bench. I'm like, "What?"
Off the bench. And yo
off the bench, this guy won Player of the Year in Serie A last year.
They haven't even played Dalot yet. He's gonna sit on the side, you know, just chilling,
bro.
This Portugal is my team. Like I have Portugal winning it, but I feel like they can win it due to the draw. Like I feel like it's gonna have to be like a Euro draw for them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and if they get a draw like that, then I feel like they can go further into the competition. But if not,
I mean, listen, you can't go wrong with Leao, Joao Felix, and Ronaldo.
They got Bernardo Silva, bro. Like
they
got Andre Silva. And Bruno. They got Ruben Neves. Wow, I didn't even know Mario made it to the team.
Bro, they're stacked.
Yeah, they're stacked.
They are stacked. I was looking at it, I'm like, what?
Yo, is this Man City or is this Portugal? Like, what the fuck?
Listen, they might as well be. Look at the fucking depth. Like,
you know, Pep Guardiola understood. He's like, nah, we gotta get these Portuguese guys.
No, Brazil too. Brazil understood the depth.
It's not just Ronaldo. It's
Brazil brought 9 forwards to the World Cup.
it was like defense. We don't know what that is. We just like to
score. No, the defense is no joke, bro.
But the defense is ridiculous. Also, you know, I'm probably going to eat my words for saying that they're not going to make out the quarters, but I'm standing firm on that.
It depends who they draw. But listen, bro. Marquinhos and Thiago Silva together? Together.
That's a scary
not to thing. Mention Meditao off the bench. We got the defensive gauntlet, Casemiro, who's apparently scoring goals now, right? What the fuck is that?
Yo, I seen that and I was like, yo, boy, just bring that back home. Just bring it back
home. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what's going on here? This nigga scoring goals now too. No. Now he used to be taking niggas' legs, breaking niggas' ACLs. Now he's scoring goals. What's fucking going on? But listen, man. Yeah. And honestly,
this is disgusting, bro. This is
that's do bad, they need bad. Neymar right now? Like,
oh no, with their forward, they don't need Neymar. Every single one of their forwards literally is a step up. Yo, they got Richarlison, Rafinha, dog. Jesus.
Whoa, no, he's not a dog. He's not a dog. Rafinha's not a dog. Rafinha's not a dog. Anthony's a dog.
Oh no, Rafinha! Oh yeah, nah. He's West. Yo, we'll get to Chelsea another day. Vinicius,
dog.
Like
dog.
Yo, y'all really have yo. Every single person that that's a forward is literally a starter on a basically either Premier League or whatever top tier team, and they're killing it in their leagues also. Like they're actually on form. Every single one of them are on form. So this is gonna be
Richarlison goal of the tournament though. Gotta say that.
Who?
Richarlison.
Richarlison? Oh yeah, that scissor kick was nasty.
Goal of the tournament right there, like crazy. But yeah, all right. So let's just run these down real quick because we want to get into predictions here.
So who's in D now? Group D. France,
France, Australia, Denmark. Yeah, like this is no brainer. Like, I'm not really worried about this. The only thing that could work, I mean, I'm not even worried because I think France already beat Australia, no? Or
I was just about to play who they.
Oh, did they play there? But I think France is already clinched.
It's Australia, Denmark, and France, Tunisia. So I guess it's a win or go home for Denmark and Australia. So
right,
and those are the teams anyway. So I had Denmark going. So if Denmark wins,
and Tunisia too though, because if they beat, if they beat France, yeah, because even if it's a draw, Australia would have 4 points, but then mathematically you would need some help. But either way, France, I think. Clear head and shoulders the best group, best team in this group. You know, reigning world champs,
they don't even have their squad, like there are
so many people missing from this French team, it's crazy.
It's their whole African nations team that's missing, so yeah,
right. And not for nothing, I think that, you know, losing Pogba, losing Conte to injury, and then you get these two young boys.
Tchouameni
and Kamavinga.
Yeah. But they were the next anyway. They were coming out next.
Yeah, no, I know. But it's like the fact that, like, this is World Cup, their first World Cup, and they're already balling.
Oh, yeah, they're balling, yeah. Yeah, but the Euros definitely gave them a nice little spotlight, and now, like you said, and now they're balling because like in the Euros they definitely shined, but now they're balling out there. It's good to see.
No Benzema, no fucking.
I'm actually happy about that because now Giroud can finally get like Giroud is like one of the Chelsea guys that I'd like to have like a soft spot for. Because for some reason he just really knows how to score. And for some reason, they don't put him in better positions on the teams that he's on to just sit there and score. Because like he'll be there. He's like Lewandowski. Like he'll be there in the box, and if it's up there, he's gonna get it.
Right,
he's gonna get it.
He's very good in the air.
He'll come in the game and get you your goal that you need.
Right.
And I think you see the winner, like, why didn't he start? But
because I think that's what it is. He's never been a focal point. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even at Chelsea, he was a guy at Chelsea.
And he still never was a focal point over there.
You know what I'm saying? And then even with Milan, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's good. They won.
They're good. But at the same time, yeah.
The guy is
yeah, I was just about to say, yeah. So
it's not him. But, you know, kudos to them because they're balling with damn near half their team and they looking pretty formidable. Like, and the crazy thing about it, too, is like, they're low-key deep, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even with a lot of people that's not there, the people that they have there are still kind of like, yo, I didn't know Stickles was even French. You know? But, yeah. So, Group E, I mean.
Yo, this, I'm not going to lie. This is my first time actually looking at this group because I haven't watched not one game for this group. No, I watched Spain. I watched Spain beat their first game and they beat the living who they play? What was it? Croatia. Costa Rica. I watched
dog shit out of them.
Yeah, and I was like, Spain looking like the team of the tournament until I seen France. Well, I seen France and then what's the name? So I was like, between them two, I thought they were the teams of the tournament so far from their first games that I've watched.
Right. And let me tell you something right now. Another make or break game. Germany has to win tomorrow. Has to.
And they're playing Costa Rica. Yo, and that Costa Rica could be an upset team. They could be like just to ruin the party.
Yeah, because Costa Rica beat Japan.
They're one of those teams that can just ruin the party for you. Yeah.
My thing is that, bro, like, the German team is another team that's a quality team. Good depth. Got some names on it. You know what I'm saying? Got some exciting young people who didn't really shine yet, but I know that's good. Like, this German team is better than what they're playing. You know what I'm saying?
Let me see. I just wanted to see if they're looking old.
They are. They, for the midfield a little bit.
Damn, they still, yeah, they midfield is looking old. Eesh.
Midfield old, but I mean, up front, you got Gnabry.
I was going to say, yeah, that's Havertz. Yeah, they definitely should. Yeah, this team should have been a lot better.
That's what I'm saying.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
For them to be at the bottom of that group, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that's at all, bro. Like, so they got must win tomorrow. Japan, surprising. But Japan let Costa Rica into it. And I didn't like that shit from Japan, bro. They switched to a five back when they're playing Germany second half, right? Ended up getting the draw. Okay, cool. Now they know they're playing Costa Rica off Costa Rica getting the dog shit beat out of them. So what they do, Japan switches, like, I think it was like six or seven changes from the starting lineup. Ends up losing. Yeah, they changed like five people from the game, from the Germany game. Five changes in the starting lineup. Costa Rica wins.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You just tied Germany, a European superpower, and you lose to Costa Rica? Come on, dog. And then they say that the Japanese coach want to watch One Piece the night before the Germany game. What the fuck was he watching the night before Costa Rica?
He's probably watching some fairy tale. That's what happened.
Oh! They did a Boruto marathon.
Yeah, I was just about to say a little Boruto.
Crazy, man. What? Like, come on, man! You laid an egg. If we're laying an egg, you're not supposed
to make that many changes after a game like that. That's not.
Well, granted, the changes what ended up helping you because you know you ended up. But the changes was more of an adjustment rather than a change. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like how they played, and then you made the adjustment during the game. But you took Costa Rica light. Now what? You could control your own destiny. You caught that Costa Rican dub, and you're damn near in.
Timeout. Are you telling me that if Costa Rica draws right now, oh no, they're not going to make it because of goal differential.
Yeah.
So they have to win. They'd have to win.
They have to.
But usually, I'd take a draw just so that Germany doesn't go. I'd take it.
I'd but how you take that. A draw, though? You got to go out and get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you sit back all day. I mean, you could do that. But who wants to do
that's
that?
What I'm saying. Like, but I don't even know if Costa Rica could hit them on the break like that.
Like, I mean, apparently they can. They got 3 points. So they caught a dub. You know what I'm saying? They caught a dub. You know what I'm saying? So it's not impossible. But yeah. All right. Next group.
Sorry.
Oh, man. This one right here hurts.
Oh, this is Canada. Wow. I'm so sorry for them. They should have done a lot better in this group.
Listen, is there a way that we can get Alphonso Davies to somehow be American? Is there a way? Is there a way we can somewhere in his lineage?
I would hope so. Because that man's if add that to that front line, I love Alphonso Davies. Like that the way he plays, he's so quick and he's just like he's technical in the ball too.
He is. And he's strong as fuck.
He's like a better version of Jozy Altidore for us.
Yes. Yes. But more fluid, though. I feel like Jozy was like blocky.
He was blocky like Lukaku, basically.
Yes,
like,
he is. Yeah. He is. Target man, catch, turn, shoot. That's what it is. Like.
But Davies, he's more like a Martial, but stronger. Better, I think.
Ooh, yeah, I'm upset about this.
Only so trash about Martial because he's like AD over here. He's street clothes, man. Like this nigga walk on a pitch and just
Hey, I didn't want to get to the slander, but I fuck with Martial when he's playing.
When he's playing, bro, I want him to get a jersey. You know, I needed the number 9 Martial, but like soon, I can't stand how inconsistent he is, and it's only due to his injuries. So
yeah,
whatever.
We'll get to the Man U stuff in a little bit in a second.
We got Croatia, but they like what are they? They're runner ups. So
2018 runner ups. Yep.
But they're old team.
But here's the thing though with me, like you already know, my boy Kovacic, Chelsea boys on there. I feel like between Kovacic and Luka Modric, your midfield passing technical ability is solidified, bro. Like, I feel like them two together, perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, Luka Modric is a wizard. He's a fucking wizard.
He's the Real's version of Messi. Because, like, the way he's just literally just on the ball. And it's like he doesn't come off of it. Like, his foot is just there. Glued to the foot, and then he just wherever he wants to go, he'll just send it that way.
And I'm like, you could pass it. He'd be like, nah, I could. Let me just dribble past these two people and then do a little cross into the box. I'm like, oh, all right, Luka, all right, shit. But yeah,
they got Perisic up front too. Yeah, that's.
And let me just say this right here. Let me kiss the badge real quick. Thank you, Jesus, that Morocco got rid of their coach. Thank you, Jesus. They got rid of which is risky. You got rid of your coach before the World Cup. You're bringing a new coach. That new coach says, Hakim Ziyech, come back to the squad, man. Come to the squad then, man. And you see it. The impact that Ziyech has. I wish he did this shit in Chelsea. But the fact that he's doing it for Morocco. And Morocco got a team too, though.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that they didn't have Ziyech on their squad before that coach?
No. The old coach did not like Ziyech. And the fact that Ziyech, he retired temporarily. He retired from the national selection until his new coach came in. He wasn't even picked up. International breaks last year. He was still at Chelsea, stayed at the club. But this Moroccan team. I like this Moroccan team a lot, man. I do.
Yeah, this Moroccan team look interesting. I don't know too many people off of here, but Youssef Enziri, I like him.
Yeah, Enziri, I know Ziyech obviously, and then Hakimi obviously, but Yeah, I mean, but you know what they look like. But the thing to me is like Ziyech with his passing ability, especially his left foot, he can put the ball anywhere. So I feel like there's nowhere that people can't, you know, he's a little bit of a wizard too, creating chances. As you saw what, you know, some of his pullback crosses, you know, getting assists and stuff. But
yeah,
I mean, this is an absolute shit show. And this is actually a good group. I would say this is almost the closest to the group of death for this tournament.
This is the group of death for this tournament because all the other teams, it's clear 1-2 for all these other groups. Yeah. Or like the one is a clear. But this is the only group where it's like, yo, between Croatia, Belgium, and Canada, that I thought that was a three-legged race. But the fact that Morocco is up there, I think this categorizes as a group of death. Even more so than Group E with Spain and Germany and Costa Rica. Because Costa Rica was supposed to be but they were supposed to be the third team. But like you said, literally it's like that. Like they're hit or miss.
I didn't expect this Belgian team to lay an egg like this. Like this shit is baffling to me. You got really one of the best midfielders in the game right now. You got the best goalkeeper in the game right now. Like, I don't know what's going on with them. They said they're young. They're too old. So,
that sucks. Because let me see this shit. Because they still have Witzel. He's still playing. Their backline is old. They're Vertonghen and the World. They gotta phase those two out.
You got the best keeper in the game, arguably, right now, in Courtois. Yeah, so it's like,
yeah,
you don't think so?
I don't know. I think he's good.
He's top five. If you want to top five in the world, yeah.
Yeah, we got like, who do you count? Like De Gea first. No, I was fucking. you're right. And they just won the Champions League too.
Right. So it's like he's
gotta
be up there. You know, so it's like I don't even know how we late, and then you got Lukaku. Come on, man.
And he's on the bench, like he should be coming off. Like, yo, you got him, Carrasco, goddamn Mertens, Trossard. Yo, he's bowling over there at Brighton. So, like, they should be doing a lot more.
Squandered it.
Who did they lose?
They lost their first game. I think they lost to. Yeah, they lost their first game. They won the second.
They gotta play Costa Rica. They gotta play Costa Rica to get out the group. I mean, why do I keep saying Costa Rica, bro?
Croatia.
They gotta play Croatia.
It's not happening. All right, Group G. Brazil, my pick. Swiss. I don't even know how the Swiss
and
are
Swiss?
Even.
I mean, no, they have a team.
They do. But I will tell you this. Two games of the tournament, Ecuador-Portugal, right? Ecuador-Portugal? Or no, Ghana-Portugal. Mm-hmm.
Ghana-Portugal,
crazy game. Cameroon-Serbia, 3-3?
Yo, that 3-3? That was nice. I watched the highlights for that. That was dope.
Holy shit, that was a great game. Like, we got to – listen, y'all better stop playing with these African teams, man.
Yo, and that's what I said. I was like, yo, like, who are they playing – Who do they have?
I low key want them. I want Cameroon to advance, man.
Yeah, they're going against Brazil. Yeah, they're going home. And then Serbia's playing Switzerland. I don't know who.
But Cameroon gets in with a win, though.
Oh yeah, if they win, but they're not beating Brazil. I don't even think they could beat Brazil.
Now, but here's the thing: Brazil could bench and still get top of the group.
That's what I'm saying. Even if they bench, I don't think they would still. Right. I think at best right. they'd probably throw.
Yeah, you're right. You got was it Gabriel Martini? Martellini? Yeah, Martinelli. Fucking Jesus coming off the bench and shit. Yeah, Lucas Paqueta. Like, yeah, it's bad over there.
You don't even... can't get away from it. Everyone's like, oh, they might go. It's like, nah, you can't get away from it. Like,
nah, they all go. They all go over there. All right. This last one, Group H. I mean,
Uruguay can't carry the team. Oh yeah, definitely can't. I mean, well, Uruguay, he did carry them for the Asian games, right? And they won.
Yeah, and but that's the Asian. Fuck, who you playing? Who you playing, buddy? Playing fucking Serbia and them. You know what I'm saying? Who you playing?
Hey, Serbia's here, man. They in the same. They got the same amount of points.
That's true. But
I like Ghana. I'm definitely loving this whole Ghana. Like,
Ghana's balling. Mahamas Kudus, balling.
I'm surprised we haven't seen like no African dances at this World Cup. Like, you know, like not after yet. They score, like, no one's doing no group shit yet. I don't think not yet.
I think as the games get bigger, they definitely will.
You got to bring the clay in.
Yeah, listen. The fake injury sellies, we got to see some more of those. You know what I'm saying? You got to see some more of those. But I'm baffled at Uruguay. Baffled.
I'm not baffled. I'm not baffled at all. They brought over the hold on a second, cuz I think they're the team with they got Suarez, Cavani, old. Darwin Núñez is the one that actually should have, but I think he's too raw right now for people to think like that he can take over a game. Like,
no, I think in together in addition with Suarez, I feel like, you know, I feel like it was like a watered down version.
I had him play with Cavani.
That's true. I feel like it was a watered down version of, like, you know, Joao Felix, Ronaldo. Like that's what I was kind of trying to. I thought that would be the case, but yeah, no, they're not playing well at all.
No, they're not, and I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't remember them playing well in the qualifiers, but they qualified. But I don't remember them. I don't remember watching them and being like, "Oh, they're the team to watch."
Yeah, no, definitely not. And I thought it was really like Suarez and the company kind of thing. You know what I mean? And that's how it
should have been. The fact that they didn't start him, he definitely should have started up Cavani, because I feel like he's definitely more in form than Cavani.
Yeah.
For me. I feel like Cavani's been sitting home. So.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. But, all right. So some of the teams who already clinched, this one is a juggernaut game. December 3rd, we're locked in. Netherlands, USA. What do you got to say for this one? Are we beating the Dutch?
Wow. So yeah, this American team, I love it. They're young, passionate, but they can't finish. And that's a problem. I don't care how much passion you got, like, This is world soccer. Like, if you can't finish, bro, like, this, you going home. That's a fact. Like, there's no more. You know, like, oh, we might squeeze this. Nah, you going home if you can't score.
But here's my thing, though.
They don't have enough. They don't have enough to get them to that next level. Like,
up front, you're right. They don't. But here's what here's the thing. Because let's not forget, England had Jude Bellingham, Mason Mount, and motherfucking who else was starting in their midfield? Three top elite midfielders. Yeah. And McKinney, Tyler Adams, and Musa was taking it to them. Declan Rice, right? Come on, bro! You got fucking $300 million. In your midfield, roughly.
And truthfully, they didn't even finish that, because they didn't even use Jordan. They did use Jordan Henderson, but
Phil Foden sitting on the bench.
They didn't use me as Conor Gallagher yet.
Right. So, right. So it's like, to me, it's like, you got, besides France, probably the best in Croatia, pretty up there, best midfields in the tournament. And U.S. seemed like, I mean, we didn't control the pace.
No, they controlled the pace of that game. For the first, the fact that England seemed more like they were sitting back.
A lot the of that half, game, they were, I will say that. Yeah, the first half.
Yeah, the first half, sure. It felt like they were just like allowing them to take the pressure in. And it's like, yo, y'all are not even like normally I'd be like, all right, this is fine. But yeah, first of all, y'all didn't have the pace up front. So, like, if they would have had Rashford up front, I would have been like, all right, then you can take the pressure in and then, you know, hit the ball over the top, let him run in, right. And he'll probably the way y'all was taking it in, it's like you, like, stop having Harry Kane running up and down the field, bro. Keep him at the halfway line and just give him service.
And I think what they're trying to do is mimic what he does, him and Son do for Tottenham. You know what I'm saying? He's getting the ball.
And that's why Gareth,
they play from each other though.
For them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly,
the fact that he's still starting Harry Kane playing a back five, like, why this England squad does not deserve a back five?
If Reece James is in there, that back five would be beautiful.
Yeah.
if that's only if he's playing, and not for nothing, if both my wing backs are healthy, they're in this squad and they're probably starting.
Yeah.
They're probably starting. You got Chilwell on one side, you got Reece James on the other side, you got Josh Stones and Maguire in the middle, and then you go Jordan Pickford in the back. That's pretty formidable to me.
Yeah, no, that's a hefty squad.
Yeah, so it's like you're dealing with some injuries, but it's also like the talent on this England team on paper could rival a Brazil, a Portugal.
It does.
Right.
It does. Like, if you match them up, like, I can't say forward wise. Nah, even forward wise, bro. Like, yo, Callum Wilson, Kane, Sterling, Rashford, Saka. Like, Foden. Like, right. they're still bowling in the Premier or in the other leagues. You know what I'm saying? And then, like you said, that midfield, their defense, definitely not. Their defense is.
No, but they're hurting right now. You know, we know.
And that's probably why they're like that.
And honestly, if Reece is playing, they'd win the World Cup. They wouldn't say they definitively win. But it's a tougher out, I feel like.
It was like, y'all went to Italy and shat the bed. That was, wow.
You know, listen.
But, you know, that was last year. So,
first of all, that's some PK kicks. And Sancho didn't even make the team this year. So, we can't even say nothing about that. And Rashford scored. So, all that shit's null and void. All that shit's null and void. These kids are young, man. These guys are young. And not for nothing, be fucking grateful. Because if FIFA turns this shit around, these niggas not playing for England. Rashford might. But Saka's not.
Saka's gone.
Yeah, he's out of there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, enough for nothing. There's a lot of these younger players that who are English that don't make a team, that's going to go somewhere else, like we were saying before. What?
Now, finish your point, because I was going to bring something up after that.
Well, I'm just saying, because like people like Hudson-Odoi, Callum Hudson-Odoi, right? He's thinking about transferring to play for the Canadian team. And after watching this, why the fuck not?
Why not? But what I was saying was, if FIFA fucks around like that, bro, these Caribbean nations also are going to be a problem.
Jamaica's going to be a force. Jamaica's going to be a force. But I still feel like, because some of them get UK or they get US. Yeah, I can see that.
There's so many black like forwards that are in the Premier League now, balling, that have, you know, Caribbean descent. and they and they're not even getting a second look.
That's true. That's true. Leon Bailey. Ivan Tony.
He'd be playing Tony.
That's right. That's right. He got snubbed.
Yeah. He got snubbed. You know what I'm saying? Like, but hey, you know, it's England. So
yeah, right. Live and let live. All right. Before we let you go, man, let's just get a quick almost fucked it up. Before we let you go. So we got no chance against Netherlands, right?
At best I say it's a 1-1 draw.
You can't draw.
And I'm saying then go into penalty kicks.
Oh, okay. Right, okay.
And then we lose that end. That's the best I can see.
Fair enough. All right, so we got 1C versus 2D. So let's just do a speculation of who we think is going to win. 2D, I think it's a lock at Argentina. I mean, not Argentina, Australia. Mm. So we're looking at Australia versus...
I have a beating them. Beating who? Australia. Denmark beating Australia tomorrow.
Okay, so you have Denmark in there. Okay. All right, so Australia or Denmark versus Poland?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a very boring game. I feel like Poland sneaking away with it.
But
1-0.
I'm going to give it to Poland. I'd say Lewandowski is – I feel like he could turn up.
Right, he's a difference maker. Over
Australia or Denmark, yeah. I think he would turn up more so than
I believe so, too. All right, so then 1D, France versus 2C. This right here is a juggernaut matchup.
Would that be France-Argentina?
France-Argentina juggernaut matchup, bro. Juggernaut.
I'm taking France.
I can't even call this shit.
I'd take France, and I would say it'd be a 2-1.
I say France too, but I just don't want to see Argentina go though.
Yeah, that'd be early for Messi to go out like that. But then again, I'm not a Messi's my number two, not my number one. So, if he goes out like that, I wouldn't have no problem with
you. I mean, he ain't no knock to me because I'm also Ronaldo number one. But I just it's sad to see it. But I also be like, yo, this France team. Come on, dog. Mbappe?
Yo, this is going to be...
Mbappe? Let's be clear. He's the youngest dude to win it.
You think he can't... He moves the goalposts on himself.
Yes.
You think he's stuck in one spot, and then he's like, nah, let's push a little further. I got something extra to show y'all. Like this.
But do you think that if this stays true, do you think that Messi gives some kind of tips to how to defend his teammate, Kylian Mbappe, to the Argentina defense?
That's like Xavi trying to give someone tips on how to, yo, I play with Messi every day, you know what I'm saying? But this is how you stop him. There is no stopping him.
I didn't say stopping him, but, you know, tendencies. He likes to go, he likes to shoot on his right foot or da-da-da-da-da. He always come back left. You know, some little tidbits like that maybe.
I feel like if you do something like that, I feel like he has enough in his bag that he'll mix you up. It don't even matter.
Oh yeah.
You want to cut me off here? Cool. I'm gonna go here, and I'm gonna go back to that spot that you thought I was not going to.
Right.
He likes to make people spin, bro. He likes to make people spin. That shit's beautiful. Like, yo, you see him in a standstill, straight up, and then next thing you know, you see the defender just.
And sometimes I be seeing, like, the ball don't even be moving. He'll step over the ball, like, six different times. Ball didn't even move yet. I'm like, yo, I'm already – what did he do? Ball didn't move. He didn't move.
That's not a thing where you can be like, yo, watch the ball, not the man. It's like, nah. Right. Like, I just want to sit back and just enjoy this because I'm about to get mixed up. So,
all right. So, France, Argentina on that one. England, Senegal. I got some Chelsea matchups, big Chelsea matchups in this game. Big Chelsea matchups.
Real quick, who's what's names? Sorry, their forwards over there
in Senegal.
Senegal, because that I think that that'll be the difference. Because they can hold it, like their defense can hold it down. I think their defense with Koulibaly, like Mendy, they can hold it. But I don't know
if they have enough firepower. But I will say this though. They score, I think it was they're the most from African Cup of Nations. They're the team that scored the most from set pieces. So it's not about forwards because you see Koulibaly scored today. So you know what I mean? Like,
but England's a big team. They're big, so I don't know. The set pieces.
Yeah, and then you got fucking the heading magnet Maguire back there. So I don't know.
Fridge out there.
The big fridge, Harry Maguire. Harry Maguire. And then Kane too. So it's like you got there's some formidable dudes out there that
right out there. They got some tall people.
Ah, so what do you say? England?
Nah, you know, I'm gonna stick with them. Yeah, man. I'm going Senegal. What? I'm gonna take Senegal. Yeah, I'm gonna take Senegal. They'll be my dark horse. Yo, England is trash. I do not like how they play. They're not trash. I do not like how they play, and I feel like they could be figured out.
They clearly
can be figured out. So England plays like a Premier League team. Like, yo, on any day they can beat the dog shit out of somebody, but on any day also. They can take a loss to a bottom.
And I think that when I look at it and I look how Senegal's – oh, no, that's Ghana. Never mind. But I feel like Ghana – I mean, I keep saying – I feel like Senegal has a chance in terms of – it's all about, for me, who's midfield and forwards act right. For me, I can't go against England. I'm sorry. I got faith in these niggas – outside of the World Cup. So I gotta, you know. Yeah, if Sterling don't go off, Mason Mount. If Mason, listen, Mason, look where camera. No, Mason.
I was just gonna say, your boy Mason, he's not it. He gotta step up, man. He gotta step up.
But he's playing that traditional eight, number eight, which he likes to do. You know what I'm saying? And for the US game, he was quiet, but if you look at his stats, his technical stats, he played all right. But I need you to get on the score sheet, mate. I need you to do something bigger. I need you to do something different. Sterling, I need you to stop just falling on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need Man City Sterling. Where the fuck has that nigga been? He was there for the first couple days at Chelsea.
He left Man City. He lost. He hasn't been. It's
crazy, bro. All right. So 1E, 2F. 1E, Spain.
So that'd be Spain.
Spain, Morocco, right now.
Yes. Spain.
Unless Belgium does some crazy shit.
If Belgium beats Croatia, then they're in.
And then Croatia's number two.
Unless Morocco beats Canada. Or even if they draw Canada. Morocco only have to do is draw. They just have to draw to make it. Because of how the fixtures lined up.
Right. So this is still a make or break game, because if Belgium wins, they're in. Croatia wins or draw, they're in. Morocco draws, they're in.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: if Belgium wins,
Morocco's taking the number two spot regardless. That's how I have it.
Who you said?
I think Morocco's taking the number two spot regardless. Like I really don't think Canada will go out with no win, without a win.
You think Canada? I don't know. I think they're gonna get blanked. I'm not gonna hold you. I think it's gonna be 2-1. Gonna be 2-1. But in any case, Morocco versus Spain.
Spain, definitely. Spain. It's a wash French
repeat. Yeah, we don't even need to debate that any longer. all right, so then 1G, 2H. Brazil, Ghana. Let me tell you something. I don't want to see Ghana go out.
I say that would be a shootout. Brazil would win 3-2.
like penalties or like just a shootout in terms of the game, like back and forth?
I think it'd be a back and forth. Like I feel like Ghana might score first.
Nah.
Brazil come back too. Ghana somehow gets some weird faulty goal, and then Brazil just close it out. That's it.
I must say 3-1 Brazil.
I might play that. I'm going to see what the over is for that. And I might play that.
3-1. I think 3-1 Brazil. I feel like you're not getting between Marquinhos and Thiago Silva. I feel like that's like the stonewall of Brazil, stonewall of Rio. It's not happening. It's not happening. And then not for nothing, how many good goalies does Brazil actually have?
Their whole squad is full of goalies. They have, what do they have? Ederson, Alisson, and what the hell is that other dude's name?
I forgot his name.
But
just those two alone. Like, Ederson, probably one of the best goalies, hasn't even touched the pitch yet. You know what I'm saying? Yep. You got a 90 goalie sitting on the bench.
And then, yeah, I was just about to say that. That's the wild part. Oh, Wolverton. I mean, Weaverton? Where the fuck is he from?
He plays in EPL, though. I forgot where, but I think he plays in PL. I think it's like a not the best team, but he's like good. Okay.
Hey, still, you know, that just yeah. between, like you said, just between those two is already
world class.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. All right, so then who was that? That was 1G2H. All right, so then 1F2E. 1F2E. So for me, I say this is Croatia, Germany.
If it's Croatia, Germany, I'm going to take Croatia.
Okay, and what if it's Croatia, Japan? If it's Croatia against any of these teams, I'm still taking
it. Yeah, I'm going to take Croatia. I'm sorry.
I feel like if if Germany gets into the two spot and they go against Croatia, I feel like they will beat Croatia.
You think Germany will take that as a run? If they get in, they'll run?
Yep.
Keep going?
Yep.
That's what they usually do in these competitions. Like, you'd be like, yo, where's Germany? And the next thing you know, they're just hot.
Let's not forget what happened in 2014, where they were smoking on that Brazilian pack. You know what I'm saying? I was there. I was in São Paulo when they went crazy. They went crazy at halftime. It was crazy. So, yeah. All right.
I like that.
That's 1F, 1F, 2E. Right. All right. So, last one here. 1H, 2G. 2G. Portugal.
I told you that's my team for the world's name.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who they fucking pick. Honestly, yes. I want Cameroon to fucking get into that two spot. I really want to see.
I would go too. Go a little bit further. I'll take whoever wants to go up as whoever can make this a lot this journey a lot longer for Portugal. I'll take it. You know, easy all the way to the final. I'll take it.
Bullshit. As long as I win. I want these African nations to advance. I want Cameroon in. I want Morocco in. I want Ghana in. I want these guys to advance. I want this shit to get bigger than it actually is. But do I think it's going to happen? I don't know. But listen, not this year. Man. Not this year?
Yeah, not this year.
Damn. All right. Well,
this World Cup is also like, you know how it's like, it's in December. So it's like, it's.
Yeah, no, this one, first of all, I'm up, so livid about this. This
might be an asterisk, but
yeah. First of all, this is the worst World Cup because niggas can't drink, niggas can't party, no gay people allowed, niggas can't have sex over there, and it's crack of dawn early. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could do this shit in Europe somewhere.
Yeah, and the whole point of them getting the bid was that they was like supposed to be open to all this. You know what I'm saying? Like lessening on their Western. It was like, yo, like no one wants to impede on your, you know, your nation's like values and shit like that. But at the same time, like this is not like your host nation to host all of the nations of the world, all like every, you know, background and situation, not just your, you know, the people that you know.
A fan got escorted out of the game for wearing one of the rainbow armbands. Are we serious?
Yeah. You see, Germany, they had the what's the name? They did the whole the protests during the national anthem. They put their hands over their mouth because they wouldn't let them wear their captain's armband.
Like, what the fuck is this, man? And now I think about it, I'm glad Reece James is hurt, because who knows if Reece James was even be allowed in Qatar?
In Qatar.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because everybody's saying he gay. Whether or not he gay or not, he a baller. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I ain't going to get onto that, man. We go to another day. Another day.
Yeah. Like that, you know how it goes with sports, bro. If you ball, bro, you ball.
Right. You ball, you get the call.
Media when, like, for your teammates, if you can ball, you can ball. You can give a shit.
Right. Right. So you got Portugal going all the way, right?
Yeah, that's my team.
All right, I got Brazil going all the way. We're gonna see how that stacks up. We're gonna see how that matches up, man. I want to thank you, DC, for showing up, coming up, pulling up to Hump Day Highlights, man. I know you gotta go.
Appreciate you for inviting me. Definitely.
Of course, yeah, like course. You said, we definitely have you back.
Yeah, we've been trying to get this soccer talk for a minute. So
yeah, listen, definitely. And we gotta make this a regular thing, because back when the PL comes back, baby, it's all in the pocket. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, bro, my team is working out here. We about to get these Glazers out of here, man. And you know, Sir Jimmy, come home, please.
We might fuck around, get your second, your sloppy seconds. You know what I mean? Todd Bowley is interested on Ronaldo, man.
Listen, he would do great over there. But I don't look good in blue. I don't look good in blue, though. So, you know, that ain't going to work out too well.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
He going back to Real. Benzema hurt. He going back to Real.
Nah.
I can only hope and pray. If he would have bowled out this World Cup, he definitely was going back. But he's still looking a shell of himself. So, that's why I just wanted to get this win and then just go home.
A show of himself is still the GOAT. Bah!
Yeah. The fact that he's still, his vert is still up there. Yo, he looked like T-Mac. Just like, yo, towering over.
40-inch vertical at 38 years old is out of this world.
That's out of this world. Yo, literally, like, his timing is, he's just the greatest, man.
He's LeBron. He's LeBron in soccer form.
Yeah, pretty much.
Crazy, man. But yeah, man. So we back. Hump Day Highlights, man. Appreciate y'all. Drogba Lowe's, DC in the building. Stay tuned. FIFA, World Cup. We out of here, man.